פרק פתוח, חש ויעירו ויעירו לא באשר באלונים מאמרי, הוא יוישב פסח האויר כחיים היום. אם יסירים פסח האויר כחיים היום, ודברי התר יזו אשי פנזר ולחוים היום, הקדוש ברוך הוא הוציא חמה מן הציקו, he took the sun out of its case, שלא יהיה להצביחו באורך, נאצים מצביחו באורך, וישראל אברהם הוא תגע מצטער, מצטער ותמצו, מצטער, לא יורחם בוי חייב אם הלוך מודבוס אנושם השם זרות הלוך מודבוס אנושם יש דקשי איז איז מצטער איז פוט פוט המצוות איז מצטער משפייפי איזה גבר מוישה איז דקשי מוישה רוצי סו פוט מצטער מצטער איז מצטער. Chesed is when somebody is here, there's no one around, there's no mitzvah of chesed, it's this and stuff. The second kasha is the gewaltige kasha. So is mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now saw, this is the kasha that I always had, when I found yes, this kasha was a fellow, the gazach. She was mitzvah. Why is mitzvah? It's not orchem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring orchem. So Pasha the Eitzah, instead of making a malach of Ganoshim, put the sun back. And the orchim will come out. Moses the Bereshim has to take the chama out of the Natika. It's blazing hot. No one, you can't breathe, you can't move. So he says, okay, I'm going to bring from orchim. So I'm going to make a whole new nace. And make malachim like Ganoshim and Hagantzah. Bring now, put the chama back in the Natika. Put the chal back into its thing. And now you'll have a portion of matzah. People start coming out. A little hot outside. You gotta stay in the room. Now we can come out again. Oh. Third kasha. The choyer is the pele de gazach. It's the choyer may ask all sog. Yosif chok. The Torah here describes a maisa of chesed of Avraham Avinu at length. Mamash at length. The service of Gavar, they were malachim, and they looked like they were, but they never did any. They never the maisa, at the end of the day, they didn't eat. Machloikis, of the maisa, they didn't eat. At the end of the day, Avram, it was a kasha zomam because then he wanted the mice, the chesed that was done, he was malachim, the physical thing they did, it really wasn't anything with mice. And yet the Torah goes on and on about this mice, psukim upon psukim, and all the chesed that Avram did throughout the years, which we know he did tremendous chesed. It's described in one pasuk Beremes, Vayita Eishel, he planted an Eishel. So paradise, some say he had an inn. Baruch Hashem wasn't up north, but he had an inn. Achila Shtia Lina. It's down in Beersheva. But Achila Shtia Lina. He had an inn, Eishel. Vayita Eishel of Beersheva. So it's a Remes. You gotta look at Rashi to figure it out. That's the whole description of years and years upon years of chesed. That's described in a remez. And here, a chesed that Avram barely did any. I mean, he did, obviously, the great thing, but at the end of the day, the service of Dava, the people that he did it to weren't really receiving any chesed. Yeah, they got so much chesed people got. I mean, he was kind of them. And he gave them food, achiva, shtia, lina. He gave them everything. They have to describe with a remiss. And here, when the Torah is describing a ma'aseh that Avraham really didn't give them anything, at the end of the day he didn't give anything to them. How does the Torah describe it? The Torah describes it at length and at length. Vayikach b'chemo, v'cholot, v'ben ha-bakarach, he ran here and he ran there, he brought them tongue, and he brought them this, and mustard, and every step, and every little prat to prat. At the end of the day, he didn't really do anything for them. What's the pshat? Fifth kasha. Tonight's going to be cautious. Lloyd, your boy, sir. We're back to Lloyd. Last week we had a whole evening with Lloyd. We're back to Lloyd. Lloyd, the Sachapeladik is out of us. We're not even talking of Lloyd. Chas Shalom, the famous Meise, and Akdom with the Chel Ches of Igris Moshe, I ain't Shom. But again, this week's Pasha, Peladik is out. You know, we talk about Lloyd and everything, but we're not talking, but we just don't understand Pshat. Lloyd is Ayin Shom. Lloyd is he asks, what he wants to do after the Mice of Stein. Stein is destroyed, wiped out, obliterated from the map. There's no more stone. Anybody see stone on the map? It's obliterated. Everything is destroyed. And Lloyd was living there for many, many years with the Anshi Roim. Why they destroyed? Lloyd knows why they destroyed. Not because they had a Bika Cholim fund. These people were Roim, Chatoim, Lashem. And Lloyd lived amongst them. But not only that, Lloyd lost, not only the fact that he lost his home, it wasn't Gophers proof, sulfur proof. The insurance company didn't insure it from brimstone and hail. He lost his home and everything he had, and now he's giving a choice. After the whole ma'aser, Lloyd, maybe the Lachem tell him, you have opportunity now. Go back to Avram. What do you have by Avram? He had everything. You had a Rebbe first of all, but besides having a Rebbe, he was wealthy at that time, but he was still by Avram. Everything he has is the Rapelatic and Meisah. But Lloyd says, wait one second, I can't go to Avram. But I'll be with Avram, he's just a big tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik. You know, I'll go to this place, it's closer. It hasn't done so many avarice. I'll go there, I'll be called a tzaddik. Lloyd, you saw before you. Stood before you in front of your face that when you leave that room, your life was good, not too many problems, your wealth you had, everything was going good. Now you're with Antron Chadom, everything was destroyed. You lost your family, half his family lost. He took two daughters, he lost half his family, he lost his son in laws, he lost his two married daughters. The Enoch, the Or Enoch, gone. Your wealth, gone, nothing. What do you have? His Gucci belt went up and stood in flames. What do you have? His Xbox, gone. He had a 260, he wasn't upgraded yet. Everything's gone, zero. He's left without his wife, gone. She became a salt shaker. Gone. What's left? Nothing. Think for a second, you had everything, have nothing. Oh, well, I think I'm a tzaddik, and there's a Russia, and I'll be a Russia by Avram. I'm going back to another city. What happened to Sefer Shodova? He lived with his daughters. And that decision, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The parashiyas of Chumash, the derech of Chazal, the derech of our tzaddikim, and the derech of our gedolim was always to take out lessons for us, not just to look at it and say, oh wow, that's an interesting maisa, but see how it pertains to us, to our lives. And the lessons from the maisa of Avram, our Lord, is so important to our steiging. Yisoid Yira Boisa is a Dover Poshut. Yisoid is like a thing that we all need to work on. But it's Ashkofa, more to say Ashkofa than it's something that we build up inside of us, we build up for ourselves. And there's two sides of it. And if we pick the right side, so then it's tremendous aliyah, and Chas V'Shalom the other way. What's the Yisoid of Yisoid? Let's go back a little bit to Loit in Parshas Lech Lecha. Shteitoch in Loit by Parshas Lech Lecha. And Be'apel the Gezach, Loit is with Avram, and they have the split. He pointed at me, alright, you go this way, I go that way. We had a fight, they had a civil fight over the Nechassim, not over the Nechassim, but it's on the land, and he lived. Stay the parasha of Loit. Aloko Tzvonechipon, Va'isa Loit is Einov. Loit lifts his eyes up, Ayaris Kokika Hayaridin Kikulo Mashke. He sees an area that's Kuloi Mashko, Lifnei Shachez Hashem Estoim Ve'asa Moiro. Kikan Hashem Gen Tiboyach Hatzoyar. Medru Shagoda. Torosh Lignai, Boyach Hatzoyar, Asho Yishtufe Zimo, Bochelo Loit B'shkunosom. Loit chose to live amongst these people, according to the Medrash HaGadol, for one reason, Znus. Vayisa Loit, Loit lifts his eyes, he chooses the way he wants to live. And then, a Talmudic apostle. Vayivcha Loit, he chooses the area that he wants to live, he makes the decision, Vayisa Loit. Pasuk continues and says a tremendous thing, an outrageous thing. Vayisa Loit Mikedem, Loit goes, travels Mikedem, but the Chazal learn, Nosa Mikadmusa Shel Oilam Chotel Metra Goda, Omar Yefshi Ba'Avram, Loit Ba'Avram V'Loit Ba'Lakov. As we mentioned, he becomes a Koifer Be'iki, he's Koifer Be'iki. But it's very, very, very Yisoristic of Isaiah. When did he become the Koifer Be'iki? Was it before he chose to make to move his residence, or was it after? What's the pshat? The pshat is a boisai that Loit and Shida. It wasn't only that at the time of his nurse, but Loit made a decision. He made a decision that he wants to be live with his nurse people. With the Shtufei Zima, that's where I want to live. Oh, but all of a sudden you have feelings of conscience bothering you. Oh, the easy way to get around it. This religion anyway, I had questions on this religion. The Efshiva from, he's going to be Efshiva. That means he nailed the coffin on his tshuva because he made a sheet to act. He decided that the excuse is not just the means, but it's the end in itself. He decided that he's going to use the excuse that he wants to live there as the end and shut the coffin on Shalom's children. Because a person sometimes doesn't realize, but he makes the excuse. He has the desire not to do something, and then he comes up with the excuse. The excuse is not a true excuse, or even if it is a true excuse, but it's only a terror to what really he doesn't really want to do it. The excuse becomes the end of itself. The excuse becomes the terrors and the final terrors. The excuse is always around because it's not the excuse that's really the MS. The excuse is just a byproduct of the real thing that he doesn't want. And Goldman, he believes the excuse is true, he's never going to change. Because he really doesn't want, but he makes an excuse. Oh, I don't really need Avraham anymore. I don't need Avraham. What do I need from Avraham? That's not the problem, Lo. That's not your issue, Lo. Your issue is, you want to live your free life. You want to be a znusmaker. You want to be with the znusmakers. You want to go to town. That's what you want. Oh, it's so hard for me. It's only, I need a little break, Rebbe. I need to get out at night. Break it out. Go to the forest. They're about Shlomo. What are you doing down Ben Yehuda Street? I need to air out. Oh boy, does his head get airy from all that beer. And his chest gets hairy. I need to air out, Rebbe. You need a little break. You're looking for something. Be MS. For your soul of it all, you got to be MS. To thine own self be true. But when you fool yourself, there's no chance of getting change. And Lord fooled himself into believing that it was this problem. Avraham, I can't be near Avraham. It's this, it's that. No, he never came to the realization that the problem was that he wanted a life of bliss. If that would have been the problem, he realized that was the problem, and he would have got help for that, or he worked on that issue, it could be he would have changed. But then he decided, but then because he wanted so deeply, he decided to make everything in his life an excuse. And he didn't deal with the real issue. And he made the excuse the end in itself. And it really wasn't that. It really was that he wanted something else. And this is the problem. We always find excuses. We always find excuses. And we believe that those, that's really the truth. That's why I'm not steiging. It's my Rebbe. He doesn't smile at me enough in the morning. We're starting a new course at Fresh Chaim. Rebbe smiling course. We bought big mirrors for the Rebbe's at home to smile more. My Rebbe doesn't smile at me. I'm going to take the day off. I have a Rebbe that smiles. I have a Rebbe that smiles. That's not my issue. My issue is my chavrusa. That's the issue. My chavrusa! He's heavy, he's skinny, he has blue eyes, brown eyes. I don't know what his eye color has to do. Rebbe is Alpika Bola. I went to a Makubal, he told me I have to learn with a guy with brown eyes. I gave him my name and my chavrusa's name. It's not a mix. He's Shmuel, I'm Yaakov. Shmuel Yaakov doesn't go. That's the problem. That's why I'm going back to the dorm room today. Oh, Rebbe! I can't go for Shabbos! I have strap! For the new brothers, you know, who asked me what strap, not strap. Strap! I'm strapped to my bed! Trying to find a doctor who can heal it. Strap me in! I have a headache. A tremendous headache. I couldn't sleep all night because I was watching. A headache. My head hurts so much. My eyeballs are popping out. You seem to see that screen. It's so small. I can't get a big screen. They might find it. And I'll get another headache in the morning. You're not getting up for chakras. You know how hard it is to see with one eyeball open at 3 in the morning? You try it, Rebbe! I got a headache! What are you doing up so quick today? What happened to the headache? Oh, there's a game, a craft today. I gotta see my third cousin play. I don't know his name yet, but I gotta see him. I mean, his friend comes along also from the seminary. But I don't have any shaykhets. She's not from that seminary. You all of a sudden the headache disappeared. What happened to the headache? Shmuel, what happened to your headache? You look like Chazal Shalom, we had a call, who knows what. Mada and Hatzalah and all the different organizations had to come down to save you from your headache. Sniffles again. Sniffles and snuffles. Every different excuse in the book, and the guy doesn't want to take responsibility, that's not the issue. It's not the sniffles. It's not the snuffles. It's not my toenail that hurt me that was cut off last night that still hurts. Because it's on the floor. I still feel it. You know, like with a twin. They say the twins feel the pain. I still feel the pain of that cut off toenail. That's why I didn't make it for a second. Say the excuse is just Terrence, the real reason the guy doesn't want. The guy's not interested, or more. He's doing things that are wrong, and he doesn't want to deal with his issue. He doesn't want to work on it. And the problem is, the boy says, okay, see, I have an itch. I don't have so much cheshek. I'm not injured. But cold mother, we believe the excuse is true. Like, Lord, you're never going to change. You make a shita. It becomes a shita. Avraham Avinu's godless is, there is no sheikh, there is no excuses! Tahita Eisha was a gavadu mice of chesed, but the mice get koi mayoi! And the Kojma left the Nechama bin and Lobin Atika was to show that by Oyvind Hashem there's no terutim! There's no excuses! No matter what the situation is! Avraham wanted to show that he's mitzvah! He wanted to show that in this matzah I can have the 50,000 excuses. I'm a chol of a sukkah. I'm somebody who needs a medical attendance. I'm somebody who Yibarishim came down, and Afilu Yibarishim also, he passed because I'm a chol because the state, here was the Makor of Vika Cholim. And the ghost came down from the vacuum that needs our Pididi with a chayla, according to all sheetahs. But he didn't make a sheetah out of it. He didn't make it for excuse. I'm an Oyvind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no excuses, no terutzim. By an Oyvind Hashem, it's the opposite. There are no terutzim. It's only Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have this excuse why I'm not this, and that reason, and this smaller, and that, but it's all bluff. Because if you want to do, no matter what mountain you're in, you're not going to miss a Shia. Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman said, that we learned by Moshe and Rabbi Rava and Shimon Shkop, he never missed the Shia, never, never, ever. He said there were days that were close to 104 fever, sweating, shapat, flu, everything, and he was by Seder, he was by Shia, because he realized that that's how you become a Gadol B'Torah, that's how you become on the Chaim Oisus Beis Din 18. That's how you become great! By not missing! Day in, day out, with all the terutzim! And it could be legitimate! But Ohr Hashem's the opposite! There's no such thing as an excuse! Cold mother, they have... Mama, she's not dead! He's Ohr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wants to show more and more how much you can be Ohr, even with the Shvestin Shishayas. They're not looking for the excuses. Yitzchak Avinu says to Yishmael, Acha Advar Ma'elas of Yishmi Yitzchak to Yishmael. Yishmael said, I did the Bris Milah at 13. You did it only at 8. Very nice. That's what Bershom says. You have to just keep quiet, Yitzchak. Don't say, this is the one, yeah? The Bershom asked me to give it my luck. What do you mean, keep it quiet? Don't give yourself. The Bershom asked me to give up my life, I will give up my life to the Bershom. What is he doing? Bershom didn't ask you, what do you want? It's only that Hashem are ready to show the Bershom that we'll do anything. There's no terutz. There's nothing stopping us. Because that's how we're going to become great. That's how we're going to become the greatest people we can become. Because we live a life of excuses. So it could be we'll get the check. Come up to the Eibishter, 120. I got it. I'm all ready for the Yom Hadin. I got my pairs and pairs of excuses. Grandma called me last night. I got to come to B'nai Brak. Very important. She's having a chalaka on her sheitel. It's the third year of the new sheitel. She's getting a chalaka. She has to come, Rebbe. I'm sorry, I'll miss today. Oh, maybe tomorrow I'll be there. I'll bring you back some hair from Grandma. It's gray. And this excuse that I have to go here today, I have to go pick up some of your important packages. It's so important, right? I have to miss second today. I have a package. Some type of package. There's a bomb inside. He has to pick it up because it's a package. It's a, what's it called? Bomb mail. What are they called? There's something on bombing them. He has to pick it up. He has a package. Something so important came in from America. What's so important? 121 bobby pins. All different colors. I got them. My cousin from Wisconsin, she has a bobby pin factory. She sends me. I got to pick it up and miss the whole day. I had to go around to buy the guy. The guy there said he had the package. I got to pick up the package, Rebbe. I'll miss second save. What's in the package already? Peanut butter! But then that's not the package! Don't fool yourself. You don't want to learn right now. It's hard to learn a mask. It's hard to learn. But it's not the package! It's not Grandma's party. You don't want to come. I'm not saying it's not difficult. It's Shmooze 127. Get the tape. It's difficult. We have that ways to do it. But first, be honest to thine own self. Be true. Realize that the issue is not this. Not my chavrusa. Not my Rebbe. Not my Rosh Yeshiva. Not this. Not my grandmother. She bars me all day. Not this thing. Not that thing. It's myself. Because every angel of all of them. If I really want, if I have to emissarotzoin, so I can be sick. After a meal at the age of 99, it could be chachay mayon, much higher than it was this week. It could be boiling outside, there's no air conditioning in my room, I couldn't sleep all night. But if you really want, there's no territory, people say that. It's aimed off of Anyufnianos. And that's where from the show cards. And that's who the children are, the Anyufnianos. The Anyufnianos from the people. That a Yid has to know that the Torah is true. Then every Sunnah Natsu and through the Durs, we can live a life without excuse, without Tirusu, with coming to davening every single day, yeah, every single day. And learning every single day according to our ability. A guy can learn an hour a day, okay, that hour, but it's Kviyas. I don't have to miss every other day and every other minute and every other hour. And I can make three minyanim a day. And I can live like a Yid, B'Mesiras Nefesh. Because I have the DNA of Avraham Avinu, who taught us that there's no such thing as an excuse. That's why this Maisa was so great. That's why this Maisa was so powerful. Vayita Eshel Gvaldik of the Maisa, where Avraham gave up, he was in the mouth of Kimat. Mam is Choyle Mesukin. That he was put down according to all Shitas, every Shita, every Mashkiach, when they let him go off that afternoon. And he saw that Gusmil Abdu was sick with 104, he said many times. But he didn't miss a Shia. And those you'll see, those people who became great in their lives, those people who accomplished, are those who didn't use the excuses. And they had it. Those who became great were those who were consistent, and those continuous every single day, day in, day out. It's hard. No one's not going to tell you it's hard. No one's not going to say it's different. It's tedious. It's every day the same thing. Oh, but to become the great person, you can't live a life with excuses. You can't have two roots. You might, at the end of the day, you might get away with it. You might fool the Mashkiach. You might fool your mom. You might fool your dad. You might fool yourself. But at the end of the day, you walk away and you won't have too much left. You have an excuse. You feel, well, this week, and that week you hurt your leg, and that week your cousin came in from Afghanistan, your long lost cousin from the 10 tribes, Wala, Walanovich, they just found him in the caves, he came in to see you, your 14th, second removed cousin twice, and you had to meet up with him in Cafe Rimon, in Motzei Shabbat. But at the end of the day, you're going not going too far. Because every other day there's another reason, another terror, and another sting, and another thing, and another thing. At the end of the day, what's left? What's left of the year? Sleep 4,285 hours. Everything has to sleep, and we're sleeping. I'm sleeping. I'm very tired, Rebbe. The doctor told me when I was 17 that I need to sleep. And once he heard that from the doctor, oh boy, was the yeshiva day good. The doctor told me that I need to sleep! And I sleep all night. You can't get me off this bed. They call me the bear. Wake me up after the winter. They nicknamed me the bear. Because I can sleep. But it's war! What is Rebbe? I got the doctor's note. Dr. Alan Silverstein has written me a note that I have a sleeping sickness. SS. Sleeping sickness. And this will be how I'll go through life. Half of my life I'll be in a bed, strapped down, laid down like a piece of carcass, laying there my whole life. Hung above my bed to note, please excuse Samuel Epstein, for he has SS! Sorry, Dr. Alan Silverstein! And the other side of his bed, a big picture of Dr. Alan Silverstein with a big smile, because he learned in the smiling contest. And his whole life, he'll be looking at Dr. Silverstein from the bed. Doc, you're number one. And I'll come upstairs after 120 years, and I'll put him. Don't worry. He'll get an extra bed in the Olam Haba. Right next to Dr. Silverstein. Forever! Roast him! Because it wasn't true. You have so much clay, but you don't realize it. How much clothes we really have. We're not goyim. We have those clothes in us. We always say the Mishnah always back Dalit. Asar Doyrah, he says the Mishnah, Minorach, we had a wrong. 10 Doyrahs, Minorach, we had a wrong, says the Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Asar Nisyonis, Nisnas Avram Avinu. Back up Chaim, Vavaj, Nuru, Chaim, Vosh, Tate, Nisyonis, Asar Nisyonis, Nisnas Avram Avinu. Why is it Avinu? In the first Mishnah, say Avinu, Zog, Vav Chaim, Vavaj, Nuru, Chaim, Vosh, Tate, that the Asar Nisyonis that Avram did, went through, weren't just tests. That fact that he was successful became part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael. And the fact that today, when Moshe Nefesh comes from the Kohel of Ram Avinu, the fact that people want to come to Eretz Yisrael from the Kohel of Ram Noach Lechov, all of the sons became part of that DNA, that means when we tap into it, we can have no excuses in our lives. We can be sick, Chas V'Shalom, we don't have to be sick to prove it. But we can be tired and weary. We could have a difficult day, and we could have one of those headaches. Borderline headache. I'm not sure if I have a headache, a Suffolk headache, but I always go Lechumrah with a headache, Rebbe. Suffolk headache Lechumrah. And I take a little break for about 3 days, not headache. Don't want to strain myself too much. All of a sudden by lunch, he's wide awake for that schnitzel sandwich. SS. But anyways, Levisa, what happened? What happened to the guy? Tell the Gazach. He has the koyach to withstand in his shina. It's unbelievable. People in the Holocaust, they give their lives under unbelievable situations, cases. They're wasting nevish v'toyim and mitzvahs. Where does it come from? So the Chaim, the Lord, the Roma, Vino. They have an excuse. You don't need to have excuses in the Holocaust. You didn't have excuses. There was no food to dive in. They didn't come davening properly. Everybody knows the Maisa. That a year we came out without a yarmulke, he came to a blaze of silver, the Rav from Cincinnati. And he came over to me after the Mocham, he said, that's it, I give up my Yiddish guide. I'm not from. What happened in the Mocham? You don't understand what happened in the Yiddin. It was a Yid. I can't even talk about this. What happened? Tell me the story. There was a Yid there that had a Siddur. And I remember it was a whole Siddur and a half a Siddur. And every morning he would line up in the corner with the SS1C. And Yidin would come over to him and he wouldn't give the Siddur. But if they came with a loaf of bread, with a potato, with an onion, then he would give the sitter up. Can you imagine the riches of such a yid? He had enough food at the end. But there he was. There he was, mamish, taking this guy's bread, his last morsel of bread, this guy's onion. What did he have in life? It's like a blaze of silver, this goyness. What are you looking at that one yid? Look at that 100 years and we're very ready to give up that piece of bread, the onion, the potato peel to daven from the sinner. And that's what we're doing in the Holocaust. They didn't have a comfortable bed from Tver's Chayim with an AC pumping 24/7 and some. I walked in Ben Hazman to a room, 3 days it was going, the guy had left. He left before Yom Kippur to get the orange juice. He left before the Eli was out so quick. He got so much from the Yom Kippur. He was on the bus right to Eilat after he got so much chizuk from Yom Kippur. He went to Makav Jews. He's a Kiruv agent. But he left the door of at least 3 days the AC going. My father's paying tuition about $200 a month. He leaves the AC, but here he is 24/7 in an air-conditioned room at my side. I remember I went to the yeshiva, there was no AC. Oh, but the food. If only the food was better! Only I had, you know, steak sandwich here, some lamb chops for supper. That would be if they smelled it. This is what you give us. Only roast beef! What kind of yeshiva is this? Schnitzel sandwich without a drink for lunch? I can't come to second seder if you didn't give any drinks for lunch. People in the Holocaust had nothing. They were up early in the morning, roll call, and they left a diamond! But he can't get out of his bed! Because he had the sniffles! He's so sick! Oh, let me feel your head! 96! He's sick, let me check it again! Give me the light up! Dark in the room! You gotta keep it dark! You know why? Because we sleep to 2! Too much light coming in! Give me the light up! 111! I'm out for 2 weeks now. No Shiloh Rebbe. Don't even come in. State 111 over here. Don't even come into my room. Put the AC on. The throat. Sore. The nostril. My left nostril hurts. Mamish, I'm pain in my left nostril. You know any experts in left nostrils? Maybe Dr. Alan Silverstein could come by. Every excuse. And these people were dead. No body, no frame. Fail. Not a potato in their mouth. They were up for chakras. You can't get up for chakras. Strapped in, Rebbe. Get some knives. Cut me out. I'm glued in. I didn't sleep enough. I slept on Shabbos for 41 hours, Shabbos day. I went to sleep Thursday afternoon. That was the next thing I heard. Tell Yeshua C. see, it was Sunday morning, a guy was making on beer, a guy missed Abdullah, but he ate anyway. He was making fuss in the room with some beer and potatoes. 41 hours he slept. I think I'm a little tired. I need a little nap this afternoon. That's not the tenets. You got to get crazy. You need to want to run and don't make an excuse. Because the yid who's a bad boy, there are no excuses. There are no kibbutz. Forget. You're ready to take on whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you. You don't ask for the shinas, but it comes. Avram says, Hineini. After everything, Kachnos, Bincho, Eshichitcho. Baruch Hashem, take it easy on Avram. Hineini, Shoinas, he took everything. Take it easy. Kiyato, Yodato. But after, Baruch Moses, no, Nochin, sorry. He can handle more. And Avram says, Hineini, here I am. Because there's no tibitzin, there's no excuses when you want to accomplish and become the greatest person as possible. For today, we're all eating the schar, the reward of these mice. Every step of the way that Avram did everything that Mayim is putting up the yam, everything came with this mice of no excuses, because the Kosher went beyond and above the call of duty, went way behind his geichas. So Kosher put Nisim behind him. Nisim came out with these mice. And the mice of the Akedah was beyond the color of a man. But Avram said, Hineini, what come out? What came out? We are saying, we're eating the reward. Every year in Yom Kippur, we cry our eyeballs out. The Akedah, Yitzhak, Lazaro, Yitzhak, Ayoim. Because there are no excuses by the Ben Adam Yitzhak Yahweh. But that's how we have to live our lives. We can live our lives as Lloyd. You can have the terrace for everything. Oh, I can't go now. Avram lives there. I can't do this. I can't do that. A sefer shodava, what came from Avram was that? Or we can live a life of Ben Avram, Ben Yitzchok, Ben Yankov, who lived a life of no tehitzin. There was no tehitzin. What the Baruch Hashem feel, the Baruch Hashem wants, that's what I do in my life. And it's not my chavrusa, not my rebbe, and not the yeshiva, and not that, my mazgan wasn't working, and this wasn't that good, and that wasn't. No. You want to shine, you want to grow, you want to become the great person you could be. There's no difference. And forget, well, the harder it is, the more difficult it is, the more siyata dishmaya, the more you push when it's more difficult, the more siyata dishmaya. And there's more steiger than yet. You become even greater. Much, much greater. Any godo who became a godo became that godo because he didn't have any excuse. The Pshach left his home. Everybody say, if Pshach would have looked for excuses, he would have been nothing. And who did he become? The godo who should have been everybody say. There wasn't maybe a person to hear in many, many generations who the whole world listened to. And the yard side is talking about this amount, but I didn't think of it, just the Siyata Dishmaya came in. But everybody knows the story of Shaul left home at 7, he didn't see his parents. Homesick, or what he said, he didn't see his man, maybe his mother he saw after he left home, maybe one time in the whole God's 11. And he lived out in yeshiva, when he went to yeshiva, he lived with nothing. Zero. He lived in upstairs in the Beis Medrash for years during Muhammad's Oyel Marishoina. He lived in a Beis Medrash that after he came out from there, his beard was so stuck together. He needed a chainsaw to cut his beard and his hair. And he had no shirt. He had one shirt on his back and shoes. And everything was torn and deleted. He had no home and no place to go. And over there, he wrote a kuntris. The Nairamurah, Nairish, and the Spatatah. You know, Contrasin and the Zikin. In the mouth of the Shvash disaster that anybody would say he's not trying to learn. He's butter! That's it! He has the excuse to death. He'll come at 120. He first said, I wanted to go see my parents. I couldn't see my parents ever. I didn't have clothes. I didn't have clothing. First, I'm not asking for a Gucci Fettuccine belt. I'm not asking for 295 hour eyeglasses, frames. From Hugo Boss! I'm not asking for that, Rebbe Shach would say. I'm asking for one shirt. And not even a Brooks Brothers shirt! $6! means yeshiva, it's yellow! From the old age! They're not going to let me into yeshiva with a yellow shirt! And a hat, and every shoe, my shoes are worn out. I don't have shoes. I can't walk to Beis Medrash. Pata! You're excused! Go home! Become a carpenter! Shach's carpenter in Shermis! No. I'm not going to use the excuses. There's no tirusim! I'm going to keep going, no matter what the matzav is. From that he became Rosh Shokol B'nei HaKayim. That today, soon as the yard site, well, this was the yard site, Sunday the yard site, thousands and hundreds of thousands, 300,000 by little buyer, and the whole world lived by his words! Everybody! Where did it come from? From not giving up on the Shvestim Atzovim. He had a daughter that died at a young age. He could have given up. That's it. Close shop. Sorrows upon sorrows, but he said, whatever Kodesh Baruch puts my way, I keep going. I don't make an excuse. And from that, the Gadol Shem Gdolim HaMazah. We have the Koichas. We have inside of us tremendous Koichas for us. Each and every one of us have been Avim Yitzviyankov. We have so many Koichas inside of us to become great people, everybody in their own way. But the only way that's going to be, we don't look, we don't service, we don't try to find the excuse. The excuse becomes the stepping stone. He puts it down in our rise to greatness. We should be zoich of Eiz Hashem Yisborach. The b'schus, the yohil of Yotzer for Rav Shach, the lesson of his life. B'schus that with Bnei Avim Ravino, we should think a little deep into our neshamas and who we are. The children, the grandchildren of the people of the Shoyo who went through these matzavim and they continue being strong. Not giving up and continuing the Yiddish guy getting up his chakras and the Shvestim Atzavim. So to overcome our battles, and it's not easy, but I'm not coming to say it's easy. We have our own shyness, it's hard, it's difficult, this generation. It's just in complacency, there's nothing, everything has, there's no excitement. So to overcome these shyness and become the true great people we can become, to bring a nachas ruach to our parents, to our families, bring a nachas ruach to the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom should look down on all our shyness and all our overcoming of shyness. Seeing us fight on and not giving up, not giving in to the excuses, and overcoming those tremendous yisyonos, which will look down upon us and mercy on us and bring Mashiach Yikeinu in heaven.